So all this started because I was trying to make conversation. It was Memorial Day weekend of 2013, and my husband and I were taking his 95-year-old grandmother, Frida, home from a family function. What you need to know about Frida is that Frida is a Holocaust survivor. She comes from a teeny shtetl in Poland called Wojin, and she and her husband fled Poland when the Germans invaded in 1939, and they went to Russia. Now, the story of how they survived the war could certainly make its own stoop show, but we won't go there tonight. But what you need to understand to appreciate what's going to come is that Frida and her husband survived the war, but the rest of their family was not so fortunate. It's almost incomprehensible the extent of the devastation that they endured. Frida lost not only her entire nuclear family, both of her parents were murdered, all six of her brothers and sisters were murdered, her only living grandparent was murdered, but she also lost, it was like a bomb went off, everybody who stayed behind, 99.9% of them gone. Her aunts, her uncles, it was a large family in a small town. Her cousins, her second cousins. When I got to know her, in all seriousness, she was a person who had, to my understanding, two or three relatives, and obviously she treasured them greatly. Well, fast forward to that day in the car in 2013, and I asked what I thought was a very innocuous question. I had recently joined Ancestry.com, and I had become very interested in sort of learning all about my family's history. And my family, like I'm sure many of yours, is a family of all immigrants. Everybody came from Eastern Europe, with a couple of exceptions. Everybody came here. So I'd been spending all this time looking at ships manifests and naturalization papers, and it sort of got me thinking, and I had never asked her this question. So I said to her, "Mama, when you were growing up in Wojin, what did you know about America? Did people talk about wanting to go to America? Was there buzz about it?" And she looked at me and she said, "Neh." She said, "We didn't really talk about it very much. No one really said much." And then she throws this at me. "You know, my mother had two older sisters who went to America before World War I. She was supposed to join them, but the war broke out and she was never able to go." Now, in the cartoon retelling of this story, this is the place at which my eyes bug horizontally out of my head. I was like, "What? Your mother had two sisters who came to America?" Like, and I remember I was like, flip, like, is this a cousin that I've met? And like, I'm thinking, no, I've known this woman for 14 years. I have never heard her mention that she had two aunts who came to America. And I'm like, "Well, what's their story? What happened to them?" And she sort of sighed, and she said, "You know, I really don't know." She said that her mother, whose name was Chaya Roiza, somehow lost touch with her sisters. They came to America, and they lost contact. And when Frida got to America in 1958, she did the only thing she knew how to do to try to find them. She thought they lived in Chicago. And there was one guy from Wojin who was sort of the person after the war who knew what had happened to everybody. And he lived in Chicago, so she wrote him a letter. And she never heard back. And she later heard that he had died. And with it, she thought, her only chance of finding her aunt. So I said, "Mommy, you have to tell me everything you know about them. We're gonna find out what happened to them." She said, "This is what I know. Their names were Hania and Bela. They lived in Chicago, but Hania died of cholera there." And she said, "I think one of them had a husband named Avram from a town called Lukov." And I thought to myself, if there is one thing I'm going to do in this lifetime, it is I am going to find out somehow what happened to these two women. Well, we thought we knew what happened to one of them. To say I became obsessed with this search would be the understatement of the century. The thought that Frida had a living relative anywhere was so sort of mind-boggling to me. I was like, I have to give her this gift. And I didn't really think they were out there, to be honest. She told me that Hania had died. I sort of thought Bela would be a dead end, too. Oh, and I forgot the important part. She didn't know their last names. which makes it a little tricky. So for 2 weeks, I sat at my computer. I ignored my children. There were cobwebs growing in my house. I didn't speak to my husband. I would sit at the computer at 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember at one point sort of on the trail rushing a document and saying, like, it's a 95-year-old Holocaust survivor. We're trying to find her a relative. How fast can we rush it? Like, I just was obsessed. I just couldn't let it go. And every time I would rest, I'd be like, I gotta find them. I gotta find them. I gotta find them. Well, we found them. At the end of 2 weeks of searching, we discovered, probably for the first and only time in her 95 years, Freda Pertman was wrong about something. Her Aunt Bela, well, she had told me that they had emigrated as married women and she didn't know their last name, so there was no way to find them. But she was wrong. Her aunt emigrated under her maiden name, and I was able to find her on a ship's manifest from 1911. And I followed the trail from there on Ancestry.com, on the Jewish genealogy website, which has this amazing listserv where people reached out to me and tried to help me piece together. Here's what we found. Hania and Bela did not go to Chicago. They went to Massachusetts to work in shoe factories. Hania did not die of cholera. She lived a long and happy life. She had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. One of her grandsons is a well-known American billionaire, we found out along the way. And actually, she died in 1969 in Maryland, unbeknownst to Frida. But the most amazing thing that we learned at the end of 2 weeks, I was able to look this 95-year-old Holocaust survivor in the eye and tell her, Frida, you have 3 first cousins alive in the U.S. 3 of Bela's daughters were still alive. They were in their 80s. One was about to turn 90. These women's mothers were sisters. They had no idea that Frida existed. She obviously had no idea that they existed. And so we had to introduce them. And you can't kind of Google how do you introduce a 95-year-old Holocaust survivor to the first cousins that she never knew. And I have to say it was a little bit awkward because these women, though they were first cousins, their mothers were sisters, they were total strangers to one another. Frida's aunts, she'd never met them. They left Poland before she was born. And when they got to America, as a lot of immigrants did, they sort of closed the door on their Polish past. They hadn't told their daughters. Their daughters didn't even know the name of the town that they came from, much less family names or anything like that. We did get a photograph of Frida's aunt, and there was a stunning family resemblance. So it was like, okay, they're the right people. But I think Frida was looking for something in her heart that would let her know that these total strangers really were her family. And we finally got it, because after the first 2 conversations where she met her new first cousins, we had the third and final one with her eldest cousin, Irene, who lives in Massachusetts. We were all in Frida's apartment listening on speakerphone, and Irene was with her granddaughter at her apartment in Massachusetts, and the two women got on the phone, and you can imagine how strange this is. What, like, hello, how are you, what do you say? Well, they sort of exchanged little pleasantries, and Frida cut right to the chase. She said, Irene, did your mother ever talk about her sister, Chaya Roiza? Because that, of course, was Frida's mother. And I remember thinking, like, my heart sank a little bit, because I just thought, she's not going to remember, she's not going to know. The aunt didn't, they didn't talk about Poland. It's clear they sort of don't know anything about the family. But that's not what happened. Because much to the absolute shock of everybody in the room, what Irene said was, Chaya Roiza? My name is Chaya Roiza. That's what I was called till I was 10 years old, and then I said, enough of that. You call me Irene Rose. I want an American name. Chaya Roiza. So I'll just close by saying that a few days after this happened, Frida looked at me, and she said, now I know why I lived so long. I lived so long so I could see this day. Thank you. I just want to tell you that Frida is now 97. and she's sitting right back there.